Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady here. So excited to be talking with each and every one of you. So we safely made it through Thanksgiving. And as I have taken this journey into guided meditation and being the administer of such, I found that it is so important for us to really imagine what control looks like, and not just control in our whole life, but control on our plate. We know with holidays such as Halloween, Thanksgiving, and even the future forthcoming Christmas, that it is really easy to lose control over what we put on our plate. And even worse, after the day is done, trying to take back control more expediently, you know, not waiting a week or 2 weeks, or not waiting until January the 1st to decide to take back control of your plate. So today I want to lead you in some guided meditation. We're going to be talking about the sensories behind food and eating and how to stay mindful. So I will ask that you couple this podcast episode with your next meal. No matter how big or how small it is, I want you to see if you can invite some mindfulness into your plate and how it really makes you think about your day and how you're going to approach your next meal. So first off, as always, there's always some small little things I want you to keep at the forefront of your mind, kind of what I call kind awareness. And the main thing is, why are you listening to this topic? We want to know why we're here. Next is, how does your belly, your chest, and your head feel as you reflect on this topic? Do you know notice any notable changes? The emotions that you associate with this topic, be it positive or negative impact. I want you to know too, the fact is you are not alone. There are others that are suffering, and definitely right now, the demographic of the whole world feels like seems to be suffering with overeating, you know, from the pandemic to just holidays in general. So I want you to think about how you feel bringing this increased awareness around your food, and knowing that this isn't to say you have anything wrong. It doesn't mean that you can't be a vegan and still eat mindfully. It also doesn't mean that just because you overate or you overindulge readily, that you're not ready to be a mindful eater. Because this is not about dieting. It's about setting the mind to feel what is on your plate and for you to ingest it and know exactly what mindful eating and food intake does for you. So let's get started. We're going to start with eating mindfully. So eating is an opportunity to nourish your body while nourishing your mindful practice. You can do this practice in any position, but it's helpful to stay still while you're eating. This minimizes any unnecessary stimulus and helps the brain focus on this experience. You can do this with any food, but I recommend, if you can, start with something simple like raisins or berries or a few vegetables that you really enjoy. Begin by taking the food in visually. Notice the colors, the shapes, and sizes. As you look at the food, notice the urge to start eating. There's nothing wrong with hunger, but allow the cravings to come and go. Return to the sight of the food. Next, investigate the smell of the food. Some foods may have stronger aromas than others, and they may hold food up to your nose to get a little bit closer view of it. Be present for the experience of smelling. When the mind begins craving, just return to the smell in front of you. Before eating, take a brief moment to appreciate the energy that went into this production of product, whatever it is that you're ingesting. People work to grow this fruit and to bring it to you. Nature provided its nutrients, rainwater, sunshine. Maybe somebody cooked it, they cleaned it, or packaged it for you. Bring into your mind all the energy from various sources that came together to create this meal. Now slowly pick the food up. If you're using utensils, tune into the experience of touching that utensil. Mindfully feel how the food or the utensil feels in your hand. Is the food stiff, cold, soft, or warm? As you put it in your mouth, notice the desire to chew and swallow quickly. Instead, start by feeling the temperature of your food, holding the food in your mouth. Can you feel the shape? As you begin chewing, notice the texture of the food. Does it change as you continue to chew? Next, notice the flavors. You may have a hard time doing so if you're eating something such as a raspberry, but try digging a little bit deeper. Are there multiple flavors present? Pay attention to the changing of flavors as you continue to chew. When you swallow your bite, tune into the experience of swallowing. What does it feel like as the food moves down your throat? You may notice the desire to quickly have another bite. Pause and notice if any flavor remains in the mouth for a moment. You can continue eating like this, reminding yourself to slow down and to be present. Continue to check in with your sights, your smells, your taste, your feelings, and your thoughts as they arise. When you finish eating, allow yourself to feel gratitude for the food that is nourishing your body. Let the mind relax into a state of appreciation for the energy and life that your food will bring to you. So I thank you so very much for taking the time to look, imagine, feel your food. It is so important to do more than just ingest it. Just like things in life, we can take things in way too fast without ever paying attention to the forms of where it came from or the gratitude that we need to give to each and every moment. But when it comes to the food, I will ask you to slow down as often as possible. Make this almost a daily practice for at least one meal as we move into December to create that awareness so that when Christmas comes, you can sit down with whoever it is, be it yourself or others, and feel that you have control over the meal and over the feel that you put into your life. So right now, I thank you so much for listening in. Know that your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.